And now let's head over to see Amit demo Power BI Embedded.
Hey guys, and thank you, Donna. And so let's start. So today we're going to talk about Power BI for developers. It is possible also to embed Power BI inside Power App, but today I'm going to show something a little bit more different. So let's talk about Power BI for developer embed analytics in your application. So what we're going to talk about today is we're going to have a short overview of Power BI Embedded, what is Power BI Embedded, and then the most of the time in this session we're going to be the demo. So we're going to have a full demo where we're registering an app on Azure, we're setting service principal, we will use one of our sample applications, and then we'll enhance our application by using the JavaScript SDK. So let's start with a quick overview on Power BI Embedded. So Power BI Embedded lets you embed your Power BI reports, your analytics, in your application. As you can see on the GIF on the right side, you can see the Power BI reports embedded inside an app, and you can do all the things that you do with Power BI. You can drill through, you can slice, you can dice, and you have all these in your application for your customers. You have total control of visuals and user experience, and your users don't, we have an option for your users where they don't need an end user licensing, where you can manage the authentication, and that's what we're going to talk about today. There are many ways to deploy Power BI for your users. all the four options on the side requires end user authentication. In this session, we're going to focus on these two main areas, the embed for your organization and embed for your customers. Embed for organization is used to embed for internal users, where all your users have AAD accounts and all your users have Power BI accounts, and you share your reports with them like you do in Power BI service. The other option is embed for your customers, which is for external users, where your users don't need any license. You can use any authentication way that you like, and you are managing the authentication. Both scenarios are powered by the JavaScript SDK that I will show you in a little. But first, let's talk about how to start with Power BI Embedded. So in order to start with Power BI Embedded, first you need to register an app on Azure. This can be either a native application or server-side application. Today we're going to register a server-side application because we're going to use a service principal. Service principal is a way that lets you use app-only authentication to Power BI and not use a master user, which is a user with a username and password. We're going to use the app ID and app secret. The next thing you need to do, you need to have, is Power BI workspace and report. This is the report that we're going to embed. And for embed for your customers, where you manage the authentication, you need either master user or service principal. On the bottom of this slide, you can see our setup your Power BI embedding environment tool, which lets you quickly get a Power BI application, like an application with Power BI embedded. But we're not going to use this one today because it's not supporting service principal yet. We are going to use one of our extended developer samples. We're going to use the .NET Core for the embed for customers. So let's get started with the demo. Okay. So to start with the demo, the first thing we need to do, as I mentioned before, is to have an application on Azure. So we are now we're in Azure and we're going to click on app registrations. This can also, you can also, if I type in here, app registrations, I get to this screen. On the app registration screen, I click on new registration and I'm registering here my new app. I'm calling it Powerful App. And I'm setting the access to only be allowed inside my tenant. As we're using the service principal to authenticate other user, this is, doesn't really matter in this case. And we also don't need a redirect URI. I'm clicking on register. And now I'm in my Powerful App. So I have this app, and now I get, I have here this application ID and this tenant ID. And I can also go here and create, if I go here on the side, to certificates and secrets, I can go here and create a client secrets. We can call it embed Power BI. and now I have here these new secrets right here. For this session, one of the powerful Power BI developer samples. I'm going to use the .NET Core sample. We have samples for both embed for customers and embed for organization for many frameworks and programming languages. So you should definitely go check it out. So I have here already, I cloned this repo, and I have here the embed for a customer .NET Core demo. And when you open this sample, you need to go to the appsettings.json. Here you can fill all these parameters and get started. So for the authentication mode, as I mentioned before, we are not using master user, we're going to use service principle. And now we need to fill the client ID, tenant ID, client secrets, and workspace ID and report ID, and we don't need to get the username and password. These are only used for the master user. So I'm going back to Azure. I'm going to copy here the secret and paste it here. I'm going to the overview of my application where I can get the client ID and paste it here, and the tenant ID. Now I've finished my app, registering the app. We will still need service principle permission to the workspace. So in order to do that, the next thing I'm going to do is just go to groups. Wait, let me just show you one slide before that, so it will all make sense. In order to have service principle on your tenant, this is something that a tenant admin needs to enable. So if you're not tenant admin, you can ask your tenant admin to just go to Power BI, go to admin portal, tenant settings, in developer settings, allow service principle to use Power BI APIs, and then ask them to add you a security group here that you can manage. So only the security group will have access for service principle. Now this is what I'm going to do. So I'm going, I don't have a tenant admin here. I'm going to find the group that the tenant admin create for me. So I'm going for embed PBI, this is the group name. I'll go to members and I will add the service principal as a member of the group. So I'm looking here for Powerful App, right? That was the name that we gave it. So here is Powerful App, I'm clicking here, click select, and now it's part of this group. The only thing left is to get the Power BI report and give the service principal access. So now I'm in Power BI. I go here to workspaces and I'm creating a workspace. I'll call it again, Powerful Workspace. Okay, so this is my workspace. And in my workspace, I can do add content. Here you can upload your Power BI report. You can upload an Excel sheet and build your report. You can connect to all the data sources, databases, data flows that Power BI, basically everything that Power BI allows you to do. For this demo, I'm just going to click here on samples and just choose the first sample. This will import the data. I'll just wait for this one to finish. And I can already copy here from the URL, I can copy the workspace ID, which is after groups. So I'm going to my application and I'm heading, I am adding here the workspace ID. And let's go inside the report and get the report ID from the URL as well. So here is the report ID for my application. And the last thing I need to do is I need to give the service principal a permission to my report, because the service principal can't access whatever workspace or report that he likes. We need to give it access. So we added it to the security group, which is called embed PBI. So I'm sorry here, but my account that I'm using for this demo also called embed PBI. So we're not going to choose this account. We're going to choose this security group. So I'm getting this security group as a member for this workspace. And now we're all set. So let's hope that everything goes smoothly. I'm clicking on the run. And we should have now our application running. Over here, I have my application running on localhost, and I'm having here the report. It might fail on the first time, yeah, because it's like takes a little bit of time for the group and access and everything to get done. But as you can see, we just got the same report. Here is the same report on Power BI. And if this report do anything, it will we will see it here. It will reflect in here. So after that, what we're going to do, I'm going to do some CSS changes here just to have the report larger. And then we can go and have some fun and do some enhancement to the application. So the first thing I'm going to do, I'm going to, this is using MVC for .NET Core. I'm going to views, I'm going to the index.cshtml. In the index.cshtml, I'm going to remove all this text container, and I'm going to remove all the styling classes for this report container. So I'm removing all these, and I'll also remove this M5. And the last thing I'm going to do is get rid of the footer. Now I will only have this report container. And in order to have this report container bigger and so we can all see it, I'll do some styling here. So I'm changing the width to be 70 viewport width. And I'm having here a very simple calculation to get a 16:9 aspect ratio, margin auto and margin top. And now that I will reload the application. And I also opened the developer tool, so I will be able to click here and empty cache and hard refresh. So I'm clicking empty cache and hard refresh, and now I have here my report in the center of my app. Now we're going to do some enhancements. So I'm going back to the app, and I'm going to get to my JavaScript code. So in the JavaScript code, you can see that what we're doing on this sample and all of our samples, we started using Bootstrap. Bootstrap is our new way to get better performance. So we need to, in order to embed, you need to generate token for your users. As we said, we're using service principle. This service principle generate tokens for the end users. And you also need to do a REST API call to get reports. So the first thing we need to do is calling Bootstrap, initializing the iframe and telling it we're going to embed the report. Then we're doing the AJAX call to the server side to get these to do these REST API calls. And after we have these, we're building a report load configuration with the type, with the token type, which is an embed token. We're going to set the access token, the embed URL for what we got from the REST APIs. And then here we're going to call Power BI embed with the report container and the report load configuration. So this is already done, but what I'm going to show you now is how I'm going to add here settings. So we can add settings. Find all the documentation for the JavaScript APIs on our wiki. So you can go to Power BI JavaScript repo on the wiki. You can see, for example, the panes that I'm just going to show you. So here you have all the documentation for the panes and all the capabilities that are available. And you can also check the Power BI embedded playground where you can choose which sample you want to run and just run a quick sample and interact with it. So what we're going to do now, we're going to control the panes. In the application that we just have, we have this filter pane expanded and we have the navigation pane. So what I'm going to do now, I'm going to hide these. I'm going to add here a panes object and I'm going to set the filters pane, let's keep the visibility, let's make it collapsed. So I'm sending the expanded to false and let's change the page navigation visible to false. So now what we're expecting to have is that we won't see the page navigation, but we will see the filter pane collapsed. So I'm going here, I'm empty cache and hard reloading. And you can see the filter pane on the right side. We have no page navigation, and this is much cleaner for my application. The next thing I'm going to do, I'm going to show you that you can also embed Power BI in edit mode. So if I'll write here a view mode, and I'll just use models. Models is another library that we have for all the contracts that you need for this JavaScript library. So here for the models, I'm going to write view mode, and I'm going to click to choose edit. For edit mode, I also need to provide permissions to this configuration. So I'm going to give it models, permissions, and I'm going to give it all. So these permissions are only the client-side permissions. There's the permissions that you provide on the embed token, which is the permission on what the user, the end user, can see. You can also define RLS there and show only part of the data that you see on Power BI. So I set this up, the edit view mode and the permissions. Now I'm going to hard refresh, and I should have this report embedded in edit mode. So you can see now that I have here this visualization pane and fields pane. And both these panes and the action bar are also controllable through our APIs. So what I'm going to do is same as I did before. I'm going to set here the visualization pane. I hope that I don't have a typo there. Visibility. Okay, let's just do it expanded false, because I still want to be able to edit visualize with an S. And the next thing I'm going to do is the fields. I'm going to also get it expanded false. And let's also add here another object we call bars. So the bars allow us to hide the action bar. So I'm just going to change here to visible, and I'm setting the action bar visibility visible to false. So now I should have these two panes here on the side, visualization field panes collapsed. I don't have the action bar, and I don't have the page navigation. So everything is controllable. And these two panes are going to change very soon. In a few months, we're going to have the new look of Power BI. So Power BI is having a new look now. And as you may know, these panes are now look like this. So stay tuned. In a few months, you will also have these in embedded sessions. So now let's go back to view mode. I'll just remove here all these configurations that I have done, and I'm back in view mode. And what I want to show you for this app is how can I communicate between the report and my application. So again, so now we're in view mode. We have here the filter pane. And Power BI have many commands. So you have these ellipses here for more options, where you have these commands, and you have the right click where you have these commands that can be on a data point. So what I'm going to show you now is how to add a custom command. So let's start. So I'm going to open the documentation now, and I'm going to go here to the homepage, and I'll find the commands. So I'm going to commands, and this also explains here what is commands and that you need to add to the settings and extensions object. So I'll go here to the sample. I'll copy these extensions, and I'm getting it here, just under panes. So now I have these extensions here. This is an array, so I can make like many commands as much as I need. For this one, I'm just going to name it command one. For the title, let's call it details, just for this demo. I don't need an icon, as I'm not going to use the options menu. Options menu, you can set an icon, as you can see here. So for the options menu, there are icons. For the context menu, there are no icons. So I don't need an icon for my demo. And I'm going to remove this options menu. And for the title here, I'm going to call it details. So now I have this extension. And when I will reload this report, I will have this appear in my report. Okay, now whenever I click on the right click on a data point, I have here the details. Now, if I don't want this to be the last item, I can also control the details location. So I'll go here to a little bit to the bottom of this documentation page, and here you can see this menu location. So by defining the menu location, you can really reorder these menus however you like, and you can also we also have the possibility to hide the built-in commands. So you have here really amazing options to do customizations. So now, We will go here, and you will see that the context menu is appear as the first item for all visuals. I can also set it only for a specific visual or a specific visual type. So now I have these details, but it doesn't do anything because we didn't connect it to any behavior. So I'll go back to the documentation. And I'm going, and this is also possible. You can also go to the playground and go here to maniac operations and also see the code here. But I'll go to the documentation and I'll just find here the event listener. So we do report on command triggered to get the triggered command. And now I'll go here. So here you can see that we have the loaded event, we have listening to the rendered event, the error event, and I'll add here a new listener, which is called command triggered. I'll go to log this, I'll call this event, as this is more accurate, and I'm going both to console log this event, and I'm going to do here, so event have something that's called detail, and in detail you have the command name. So I'm just going to add here a logic that if the event detail command is equal to the command one, which is the name that I called here. So command one is the name of my command. So I'm setting here the command to be command one. And what I can do here for now, I'll just do alert and write command one. So let's see what we got so far. I'll go back to the report. I will empty cache and hard reload. And now when I'll click right click, I'll have these details on the top. And when I click it, you can see that this is command one. I'll just get the dev tools visible for you. So here, this is the dev tools, and this is the event that I logged to the console. See that this is the event, you have your earliest detail, and if you go to detail, you can see here the command name, you can see which data point was clicked, which page, which report, which visual, so you can really do whatever behavior you want. You can set to different page, you can open a dialogue in your application, you can even do a cross-report read-through by using our APIs. So all this is possible here, and let me go back to my presentation just to explain something about the bootstrapping that I explained before, and to finish this presentation. So what is bootstrap that I mentioned before? So bootstrap is a way to get better performance and prepare the iframe before you do the backend calls to get the report ID, embed URL and access token. You just need to specify which type you're going to embed. So you first do the Power BI bootstrap, then you do the server side calls for get reports, generate token, and then you do the Power BI embed. By doing that, the iframe is initializing in parallel to the server-side calls, and you can save a lot of time. So that's it for the demo. You can also find more videos for Power BI, for developers on the Power BI YouTube. There is a new video, White Label Analytics with Power BI embedded, how to hide the Power BI logo. So when you're loading it, you have now, you by default, you have a flashing Power BI logo. This video teach you how to change it and have a personalized logo. And I want to finish with what is the best way to get updates and help. So the best way to get updates is to go to the Microsoft Power BI blog and check the Power BI embedded or Power BI developers blogs. And you can also get help on Stack Overflow by using the Power BI embedded tag. This is many useful resources. I will get you all these resources on Dev2. I'll be there for the next 30 minutes. So you should definitely come and chat with me and ask me anything. I'll be there. So I hope that you too, and I hope that you got inspired and you can get Power BI embedded analytics in your application. So thank you very much.